open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you're joining us. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9 FM. And we are having a beautiful day today.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is a beautiful day. I'm just looking outside. I don't know if it's looking like it wants to rain or whatever it's going to do. But inside and in the kingdom of God, we're rejoicing because our God is on the move. Today's a very important day. I have J.C. Church with us, who is from Family Research Council, as well as a pastor from Ohio, going to be joining us. J.C., welcome.
Hey, good to see you, Jonathan. Good to be here.
David is here, and David, we're not going to have Ma and Paul around today, right?
They couldn't make it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they couldn't make it. Well, maybe they'll get caught up out on the farm somewhere with they're doing out there. And I'm looking for Chris Fogle. Did we lose him? He was just here.
Chris is recording some spot material for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
He is. Okay. All right.
He had a short time, so that's what he's doing.
Okay. I thought we were going to put him right to work right in here. Well, we are going to... we're going to be talking, J.C., with J.C. Church about an event that's coming up tonight. And I already have heard what happened last night. You were in Port St. Lucie, and we have been promoting this at Grace Emanuel Church. And you had a gathering last evening at 7. I've heard that it was a tremendous night. There were leaders from the community, different churches that came.
Yeah, there were several churches. You had some elected officials that were there.
Fantastic.
You had patriots, people that are deeply moved and concerned, and it was a great turnout and hopefully a very informative and motivational event last night.
Fantastic. And, you know, I want to just say, maybe you attended last night and you said, you know what, there was more than I could get a hold of. I just couldn't get my arms around all that God was saying to me last night. So you have another opportunity. Tonight, we're going to be meeting at the Grace Place, and this is at 1550 Southeast Salerno Road in Stuart. That's 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. And this will be at 7 p.m. And I know Pastor Rick is out of town, and this he graciously made his facility available for us to use. And it's a Wednesday night, folks. Listen, there's going to be a seat for you because JC, I remember back when Wednesday night was like a jamming night for the church.
Oh, my. I can remember Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night was full tilt, full throttle.
You're right.
You know, and it seemed as though at that time there was still a sense of cultural respect for church.
Yes.
But now we live in a 24/7 world, and we have to be intentional and make a conscious decision to prioritize our assembly and our gathering together. So I still believe that you need that midweek bump and boost. And,
amen. Amen.
Challenge people to come.
Amen. So, you know, maybe you have been in, you know, in a practice, a discipline, maybe just a joy. Every week, Wednesday night, I know we have Bible studies, and I remember the days when it was prayer meeting or Bible study or it was a testimony meeting. We call them prayer meetings. You know, I came from a holiness background, and I never knew if there might be a little shouting, maybe a little dancing, you know, some exalting the Lord, whatever, you know. But then there's a little Bible teaching and such forth, but that was a part of our week, and it was an important part. But I'm saying this is not a Grace Place event. This is a kingdom event. It's not sponsored by the Grace Place. It's actually an event that has kind of been sponsored by the Treasure Coast CIT teams. I believe that's kind of the way this initially came together. But, JC, it's great to have you in the studio. We want to jump right into this. Tell us who you are, first of all, as a pastor.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm from the great state of Ohio, way up north. Victory and Truth Ministries is the church that we founded nearly 25 years ago.
Okay.
I am the lead pastor of that church. We have a couple of Spanish campuses that are outreaches from our church. My wife is Hispanic, and so we have a big heart.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we have a big heart and have done an awful lot in Latin America, and so we have a couple of Spanish campuses that are nearby. And, you know, Jonathan, we just started our church, you know, 25 years ago. I really thought that all pastors knew that the church was the consciousness of the nation. And we have been in this lane for 25 years of equipping our people to know how to operate in faith, empowering families to succeed, encountering our culture by design and on purpose. We run to the gunfire. And evangelizing the world. Those are the four pillars of what the vision was for our church.
That's awesome.
And that then launched us into being extremely active in speaking to the issues of the day. And the Lord put on my heart a project called Awake 88. We have 88 counties in Ohio, 17,000 churches, 11.5 million people. And I thought, I wonder if there is at least one pastor in each county that we could partner with and who was a Bonhoeffer, someone that would really speak up and speak out. Well, I'm pleased to report it's taken years, but we've built that network across
Ohio.
That's
tremendous.
And that led into me being exposed to the Family Research Council many years ago.
Okay.
And so we kind of began to just, why reinvent the wheel? They've been in this space since 1983. James Dobson's vision was to start FRC. When Tony Perkins became our president 18 years ago, we had no real effective outreach to pastors, but Tony saw the day we're living in then and launched a Watchman on the Wall Pastors Network.
Tremendous network.
The goal was and is to see if we can gather a tithe of America's pastors, some 325,000. Would there be a tithe of those guys who would be Bonhoeffers? And I'm pleased to report it's taken many years, but, you know, we have over 15,000 in our network now that have answered that call when we meet with them. And I have the distinct privilege and honor of serving as the National Director of Ministry Engagement for the Family Research Council. So it's it keeps us busy, but, you know, Jonathan, I think everything is at stake. And this is no time for retreat or resigning ourselves. In the moment we're living in. And so, you know, we have built our church with an attitude that this is what we're supposed to be doing. And so I get the privilege of talking with pastors and challenging pastors and leaders like we did last night to understand what's at stake and how to get involved and stay involved in a unique way. So we stay busy by design. We're empty nesters, and we're all in on this thing, man. I think we're in a cultural war, my friend, and we have five grandchildren, and I'm not letting up. I'm going as long and hard as I can, as long as I can.
Well, I'm glad that you are with us in Florida, and I look forward to seeing more of you, because I've heard tell that you might be at least with a small route down this way. in our state.
That's true. That's true. We have a place in Naples now.
Excellent.
And we kind of stayed here for the winter in January and February. I took the first sabbatical of my 35-year career, literally, last January and February. So we have a place, and we're kind of bouncing back, and we'll be in and out certainly more through the winter and doing a lot more in Florida. You know, it's on my heart. I would love to see such a unification across the state to build a network similar to Ohio's. But as I said last night, it took a few years to get that done. This doesn't happen overnight. We're, you know, we need to respond very quickly in the next, you know, this next year or two to buy the time to build an infrastructure. I think one of the interesting things, Jonathan, that is concerning to the cause of the right is for far too many decades we've been issues-driven, mm-hmm. not infrastructure-driven. And until we start thinking generationally and create a back-off schedule of what we need to be doing thinking generationally, which is exactly what the left did with the gay agenda in the 80s. They had like a 4 or 5 decade game plan that goes back to the 80s. And so we've got to think generationally and move in an infrastructure pattern, thinking, what if the Lord does tarry for 30 or 40 years?
Yes, right? That's really
so
important.
We tend to respond to issues real quickly. And then, you know, we're the only ones that, you know, if we win, we take our ball and go home. And if we lose, we take our ball and go home. We've got to get engaged and stay engaged. And so that's what I think. So we're trying to do the best we can in driving the stake deeper and finding like-minded people, not just in Florida, but one of my traveling buddies, he's not with me today, Tim Throckmorton, who was with me last night. We've been in like 15 states in the last 10 or 11 weeks. So we have a perspective of what's going on in some of these key states. And I will tell you, the left is woke, but we're awake.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So we understand there are issues that require immediate attention, but really you're saying we not only have to deal with the immediate, we have to deal with the future. And that's sort of like Nehemiah. They're building the wall. You have a weapon in one hand, you have a building tool in the other hand, and maybe we haven't kept the building tool. As you were saying that, I was just thinking of the day I had a discussion with my father. And I was contemplating going to Bible college, and my father said, you know, I don't believe there's time for that. And so my father's now with the Lord, and, you know, dad said, son, are you sure that this is what God's saying to you? You know, you've been in a Christian family, you've been in Christian school since you started first grade, you know, you've grown up in church. Aren't you ready to go out? I don't think there's time. But God was dealing with me. We've got to prepare. And I believe that still is the word for the young people, for our children, whether it's in our homes with however we're approaching that we have to be raising up an equipped army that can train up another army for sure. I mean, we have to have a plan here. So that's great. So why are you in Florida at this time? Why are you on the coast here? I mean, what are you going to bring to us tonight? You're going to be speaking tonight at the Grace Place.
Yeah, I want to invite those who can to come. You know, as we've had a 30,000-foot view and traveled this country, and as a pastor, I know how pastors think. And the first thought a pastor has on Monday morning is how quick Sunday is coming. And right. You know, and Jonathan, you know, when our president, Tony Perkins, says pastors are the last best hope for America, I believe that.
Mm.
That when you look at the deception of the media and the money on the left, what offsets that is a message that resonates, that is marketed through the masses who are motivated to understand what's at stake. So this perspective that I have in being a pastor, I'm going to answer biblically, from a biblical perspective.
Okay.
Three questions. Number one, how did we get here?
Okay.
I mean, when your listeners are listening today, I don't know about you. I'm 59, and I sit back and I think, what happened in the last 10 or 20 years of my life? It seemed like a blink. Right.
It happened really
yeah,
quick.
It happened so quickly.
Sure.
You know, the older you get, the time goes faster. The years are like months, months like weeks, weeks like days, days like an hour.
Right.
It speeds up. It doesn't slow down. And you ask, how? With that being said, when we look at our country, does anyone listening ever ask, how did we get here?
Mm, yeah.
So we're going to answer, how did we get here, number one. Number two, what are we dealing with? Exactly what are we dealing with? We know something is amiss. Something's not right. Something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't smell right. what exactly are we dealing with? And thirdly, exactly what do we need to do?
Yeah.
All across the country, everybody's saying, what do we need to do? We need to do something. We need to do something. Well, what is that? What is that? And so we're going to look at that from a biblical perspective tonight that hopefully will encourage, challenge, open the eyes of faith influencers, leaders, patriots, people who are gathering tonight. And those are three big questions. They really are big questions. They're not something that we look at very lightly, but I believe that we're living in a time where we are civically illiterate, historically illiterate, and biblically illiterate. And so I will attempt to look at this through the biblical prism to help us understand and be able to walk out tonight with a specific directive on what we can do as patriots and as believers who care about our nation and our children and grandchildren.
Amen. So that's really an important thing. I spoke with Pastor Sam Chess a little earlier today, and I was just asking him about last night, and I'd already touched base with his wife earlier, and of course they were both thrilled at just the message and also the interaction that took place last evening. And so we want to invite you to come out tonight. Going to be at the Grace Place in Stuart, and this is not an event that is sponsored by the Grace Place. This is it's a community event, and it's for pastors, for leaders. You may be part of the body of Christ. I know for our congregation, I just said, listen, we're closing things down. We want everybody to be there. So everyone's going to profit from what's shared tonight, and there's going to be plenty of seats. So you're welcome to come. You're a believer. You care about what's happening in our nation. You care about what's happening to the family. You care about what's going on in our world, and you would like to know how to perhaps as I have made a decision, my wife and I and many other pastors, for whatever God's given me that's left of this life, my time here, I want to make sure I don't waste all of those years of preparation that got me ready for now. I think many people, they spend their life, they come maybe to years of retirement, and they think of, you know, what can I do to relax and vacation? But I'm personally convinced that God prepares us our whole life. We're always getting ready for the next move of God. And I don't believe God's finished with America. And I know you don't either. And so we want to invite you to come out tonight. This is going to be in Martin County. You can drive up from Palm Beach. You can drive over from Okeechobee. It's not that far of a drive. It's going to be worth the drive. You could, whether you're in North Palm or on down south further, it would be well worth the drive. JC Church is with us in the studio this morning. And he's going to be at the Grace Place in Stuart. The meeting tonight is 7 p.m., and that's at 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. The Grace Place, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida, 7 p.m. tonight. And if you're traveling on 95, it is real quick to jump off and get right over to the church. Good roads take you right in there. Plenty of parking, well-lit parking lots, a large, spacious auditorium. We're going to have plenty of room for everyone to come. We can handle hundreds, you know, and I trust that that we have a tremendous turnout. I appreciate, JC, you making yourself available, because tonight was, you know, you were finished last night, and so this isn't something, as one pastor said, well, why didn't I know about this sooner? Well, because it kind of happened later, but but we're here, and we want to invite you to come. Pastors, come. You lead a Bible study. Bring your whole Bible study. Bring them on out, and you're going to be equipped. And you're going to be challenged. You're going to be inspired. And Sam was telling me, Pastor Sam Chess was telling me, that the questions and interaction, people were saying, what can I do? How can I become a part?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, I will tell you this. Early in the year, as we were traveling, I sensed and saw an enormous amount of frustration all over the country. I think we all have cried our cry. Those of us who care deeply about what's going on.
Yes.
But I can report to you and to your listeners today that frustration has now transitioned into a fight like I have never seen in the years I've been traveling and working in this lane. There is a real awakening. We understand that our freedoms are at stake.
They are.
We understand that we are being conditioned. That leads to control. Conditioning yep. precedes control. And there's an awful lot at stake. And there is a thinning of the herd. There's no question about it. The pressure we face individually and as a nation, pressure does not kill you. It reveals you.
Mm.
And this is the most exposing moment in the history of the church as to who's going to speak up, who's going to be a watchman, and who's not.
Mm.
It is a thinning. It's a separating of the hirelings from the prophetic voices. And Jonathan, we know that, you know, the hireling treats this as a job.
Yes.
That's all
yes.
that it is. Yeah. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But those of us who have a bigger kingdom concept realize this is a calling. This is a mandate. And I often think even, you know, our freedoms in the natural came at the expense of over 1.1 million innocent 18, 19, 20-year-old boys and girls who stood in harm's way and paid the ultimate price, spilling their blood to give us the freedom we have naturally in this nation. And our spiritual freedom
yes.
also came through one who spilt his blood.
Amen.
And there is no retirement. My new motto is work real hard and play real hard.
There you
right?
go.
I mean,
there
so you got to have that time, yeah. but it's work hard, play hard, because so much is at stake.
Well, you know, as we were saying a few moments ago, spectators, if you're still on the planet, we need you in the game.
Yeah.
You know, God's given you life not to watch and wonder what's happening, oh, you yeah. know, but
well,
to get involved.
Spectators never change the outcome of the game.
True.
Just participate.
Yeah.
You know, God didn't call you to warm a pew. He called you to fill a purpose. And all of us are here for such a time as this. And we answer that call collectively and unify ourselves, and we're a mighty army to be contended with.
So for pastors first, let's just talk to pastors for a moment, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a short break and probably roll a song, and we're going to come back and cover a couple things that just have to do with the station, other events that are coming up, and then we'll be back with you. But to pastors, what would you say to them today, that pastors who are listening? We have a lot of ministry leaders that listen into this program.
I would say to pastors today, I understand the pressure. I understand pastoring today is probably more difficult than it ever has been in the history of our country. But you are a man of God, and if God has called you, he's put you here for this time. You could have been placed in this nation 100 years ago, 150 years ago. Mm. So when God looked down through time and saw D.L. Moody and Jerry Falwell and Billy Sunday,
yeah.
and the list goes on, he couldn't trust them with 2021.
That's
but
good.
He put you in your city because he trusts you. And the greatest thing that we can be trusted with, and this may be a paradigm shift for pastors as we look at what's transpired in our nation in the last 50 years. Maybe we've been blinded by the prosperity gospel. Maybe we have been infatuated with stars in the kingdom instead of the star. Maybe we've fought with each other to get the front row seats at camp meetings and conferences. And while we've been busy chasing the American dream, doing what we're doing, the beasts of the field have crept through the back alleys. And so the greatest thing God can trust a pastor with is not success, money, titles. The greatest thing he can trust you with is influence.
Mm.
Your people look to you. And he gives you that influence so that we can steward the most important thing that we would ever steward. Yes, we steward our health, our money, but can you steward a problem? See, the greatest thing God could trust Joseph with was a problem. Jonah, a problem. Jesus, a problem. That's why we need his presence. So I would say to the pastors, we need to pray, and we need to come together. God never intended for you to be an island unto yourself, that we can maintain our doctrinal distinctives and walk arm in arm and not see eye to eye.
Right.
As we contend for the faith and that which is an affront to the family and our freedoms. And so we need each other, and we're here, and FRC and our network is here to serve, encourage, and help those pastors and equip them in this battle. And I would love to meet them tonight and connect with them to see how we can help them in this journey so they don't stand alone.
So this is going to be an event that is going to be equipping for pastors and leaders, ministry leaders, and I trust that that you as a leader will be a part tonight. And maybe you're on a board, a church board. You have influence in your congregation. Maybe your pastor is not able to come. And maybe you can come. Maybe you can call a couple of the other elders or whatever the church structure you have make an effort. And I would love to see some people drive in from down south, Palm Beach County, Dade, Broward, on down into that area. I'd love to see people driving this way. And, of course, you may be in the St. Lucie County area. You did not make it to the event last night. And so Indian River County, you're close enough to drive down, out on Hutchison Island, up and down the coast. Once again, you're listening to Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we're talking this morning with J.C. Church. And there is an event tonight at 7 p.m. in Stuart at the Grace Place Church. And J.C. Church is going to be speaking. And this is going to be a very timely, important evening to equip the body of Christ to just understand where we are and what we can do about that. And Pastor Sam was saying, you know, the questions, what can we do? You know, last night were really strong, that you know, people were wanting to know, what can I do? And so as a pastor, I think first that fear factor thing, that I'll have pastors tell me why I would lose half my congregation if I address some of these issues, if we get more involved in the culture, if we confront some things that we know are clear in the Word, it's going to shake up our church. What would you say to those leaders?
Well, that's a good point. And we're at such a serious moment. I want to say this as lovingly as I can, as a pastor to pastors, because I hear what you just said all over the country.
Yes.
Now, let me give you the interpretation of that. That's code speak. What do I mean by that? It's stewardship or ownership. When someone says, Pastor JC, I can't preach like that, I can't say those things, we're not talking about style, we're talking about the substance.
We are content.
Okay, we're talking about content. So if we're going to question the content and a guy says, I can't speak like that, people, what you just said, people would leave my church,
right,
etc. That is the language of ownership. And I have to remind pastors, we are stewards. You don't have a church, you don't have a ministry, you don't have a radio station, you don't own a house, you don't own a car. He owns it all. We are stewards. So therefore, it's not my church. It's not my ministry. So therefore, I have a mandate as a man of God to speak the whole counsel of God. This is not about being political. This is about being biblical. I've never been accused of being too political, but certainly too biblical.
Right.
So what I would say to those guys, when you talk like that, that means you actually think you have something to do with the success of that ministry. Because you said it's my ministry, people would leave my church. You don't have a church, you're a steward. It's his.
Right.
He's responsible for that. He's the CEO. You're the silent partner. It's his deal. And so I, as a man of God, have no choice but to address these issues biblically and in compassion and love, but we must speak truth. We're called to contend for the faith. We don't need to be contentious, mean, rude, nasty, and angry. But we do need to be filled with compassion and conviction and courage. And so to the pastors who speak like that, there's got to be a paradigm shift. They're not going to leave your church or your ministry because you don't have one. It's his.
That is, of course, there again. If I believe as a pastor, and I had to deal with this, am I a hireling?
Well, there you go. Well, Jonathan, I'll tell you this too. It's happened in our church, and I'm seeing it all across the country. The pastors in the churches that have been and are speaking to the issues of the day, they're growing, their finances are up, new converts are up, new membership is up, they're growing. Why? The people that are out there sitting in churches all across this country, they got questions, and we got to give them answers. Truth has to flow freely from the pulpits of America again. And I would encourage these pastors, please preach the Bible on the issues. It's not political.
Right, right. And this past Sunday, was reading from Esther again. Mordecai, if you're silent at this time, if the church is silent at this time, we've had COVID, and pastors will say, well, we've already lost 30% of our congregation, and we've lost 30% of our income, we've lost, and they're focusing, again, as you said, as if it's an owner looking at a stock, and what do I have in this? But we're talking about eternity, We're talking about an opportunity to impact eternity. And I love what Reinhard Bonnke, his one book, Plundering Hell to Populate Heaven. We literally are at the gates of hell. I mean, I sense Sodom and Gomorrah is not far from any of our addresses. Mm-hmm. And if the church is silent, who is in the marketplace? Who is going to sound the alarm?
No one. And the danger of that, as a man of God, if you answered this call, please understand, silence is an endorsement. And avoid.
Now that's painful.
That's painful. Okay?
But it's true.
If we think about our children and our grandchildren, Jonathan, at this stage in our life, how dare we look the other way? Now, silence is an endorsement. Avoidance is an acceptance.
Wow.
And so, therefore, we can't come up with these nice little phrases and hide behind our words as wordsmiths. That we must begin to speak the truth in love. We must. And that's why I think there, as I mentioned earlier, there's a thinning of the herd for sure. I think that you're seeing an exposing and a pressure that lets you know who's going to speak and who's not. And I don't believe God's done with America. I believe God is preparing for, and maybe we can get into this after the break, just for an incredible move, I believe, in the earth.
Amen.
I don't believe God is through yet.
Amen. Amen. Dave, I know we have a couple letters, and we're going to get to those after the break here, and then we're going to be right back with JC Church. Great to have you with us. And again, we have an event coming up tonight at the Grace Place in Martin County, Florida, with JC Church, and this is going to be a very strategic, important evening. Call somebody, let them know what's going on. If you want more information, call us here at the radio station, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we will be happy to help you out with that. And so make plans now, rearrange your schedule, call your pastor, you know, if you're a board member, make a decision now, because we're talking about saving what can be saved of our nation. And this is personal too, because Mordecai said, you know, God will raise up somebody else if you don't respond. So it's an opportunity for us to respond.
Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who any sorrow bears a part that none can bear below.
And we want to thank you for joining us today, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live. And Dave, we have a little bit from the mailbag, don't we? And we're going to be back with JC Church in just a moment.
Yes, we do. And they're all prayers for healing. So I just want to thank Joseph for asking us to continue to pray for his wife, Mary.
Boy, this man is so diligent. Oh, you know, Dave, yeah. I fully anticipate Joseph calling us one day. I mean, his wife was, she was really at the edge of heaven, you know. Yes, and God has sustained her, and I look to hear that report. And Joseph stays in touch with us. We lift Mary up.
Amen. And we also have Laura, who she's lost her mom a little while ago, and she's still grieving over that loss. So there's a need for the healing of grief, the way yep. God wants to bless her in that way. And then we have Lynn, who asking for healing for herself, also for a couple of either friends or family members, Penny and Beverly. So with that in mind, and God knows their specific needs, let's go before the
Amen.
Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we
thank you,
we pray
Father.
For Mary, for Laura, for Lynn, for Penny and Beverly. And Father, you love them all. You know them deeply, profoundly, and intimately, and you are poised over their lives always to give them the blessings that you want them to receive. And today, as the body of Christ, we come before you, and we know we don't have to beg you to bless people, because you are
Amen.
So ready to do
Amen.
That
you
that
desire
we,
to.
We are called to intercede. And so we do this in the name of Jesus for all of these sisters in Christ, and we just pray the riches of your grace to be released in their lives, the healing power to touch their bodies, their minds, and their spirits wherever, Father, they need to be released from pain and distress. Wherever they need to have the enemy cast out and away from them, wherever they need, Father, solace, comfort, your mercy, we just thank you, Father, that you are moving and blessing them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And again, this is Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. It's right now 11:38, and we are going to continue our interview with J.C. Church, who is joining us from Family Research Council out of Washington, as well as his church that he pastors in Ohio. And we have an event coming up tonight at the Grace Place. The Grace Place is not sponsoring this event, but they have graciously made their facilities available in Stuart, and we have plenty of seats available tonight. It is a easy off and on from 95, and even from the turnpike, it's an easy shot over there. But I would encourage you, if you're in Palm Beach County, scramble the crew. You know, we're living in days when I know many people are saying, what can I do? What can I do? And whether it's dealing with things that are physical, that have to do with health issues, whether it's financial, whether it has to do with issues with our nation and leadership and political leadership and the church, conditions in the church. There have been so many things that have been challenging us. Tonight's going to be a very strategic and important night. And we want to make sure that to the pastors that We encourage you to come. Come, bring your entire leadership team. Bring as many as you can. It's worth the drive from Okeechobee. It's worth the drive to come up from down south. You may be in Fort Lauderdale. I know we're reaching down probably even into Miami some. It's worth the drive to head north into Martin County. It'd be a nice evening for you to come up here. But this is going to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. It is going to be at 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. And, of course, this is with J.C. Church. And so, once again, we were talking earlier about the concern pastors have. And you know, if you're not a pastor, you probably wouldn't understand that. But I've had pastors tell me, J.C., you know, well, my retirement's here and everything else is here. And if I get booted out, you know, for taking a stand on something, then you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And you've already addressed that some, that we're really on a mission. We've been called of God. We've been anointed. We've been appointed. We're on a mission. And no one else... you know, really is called to do that job that you have, JC, or I have as well, and Dave's here as a pastor. But what about the people? Now, I want to invite our listeners. You may be in St. Lucie County. Maybe you were at the gathering last night, and I understand it was a tremendous gathering last night. The response was tremendous, and that was in Port St. Lucie at Grace Emanuel Church. Maybe you didn't get it all. Come on down. We have room for you tonight. We're looking for you to come and join us. But for the person that has given up on the church, and I meet a lot of people, they tell me, I've given up on the church. The church will not address the issues. They will not take a stand in the community. Basically, they whitewash things. They look just like the world, and the leadership is out to lunch somewhere. They are not addressing who we are, where we are, and we have a lot of people. I mean, if everyone who says, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christ follower, showed up in the local evangelical churches, we wouldn't have seats for them this week. But the truth is, there's more of them not showing up than are. And so we have a real situation with those that are saying, hey, you know, I've lost hope. And then we have others that are still in the church, but they're saying, how in the world can I encourage my pastor to be a bold man of God, to be a watchman that will stand on the wall and will deliver the truth?
Well, our challenge with our faith leaders and pastors is there is more of a fear of man than a fear of God. That is our first and biggest issue.
That's always been a problem,
That's
hasn't it?
Issue.
Jesus addressed that.
That is the issue. That is the issue.
Yeah.
And so as men and women of God and leaders, we have to ask the question, do I fear God more than I do fear man? Do I want to be a man pleaser or a God pleaser? And that, you know, we should know by now, you can't please all of the people. So there is no sweet sleep like that of a clear conscience. So as a man of God, every night, Jonathan, when I pillow my head, and as driven as I am as a person anyhow, I ask myself one question. Did I do all I could with what I had where I was? And so God gives people different degrees of influence.
Yes.
Okay, he puts some over 1,000, 100, 50, 10, whatever. So as a man of God, I have to ask myself, where's my fear of God? That you answered this call. And if you don't fear God, you might want to get out of this business, because we're going to stand before him and give an account for what we're doing. So I think you pray for your pastors. I think you sit down and talk with them. I think you support them. And I think it's fair that if you are supporting a church, that you sit down with that leadership and ask them where they are on these issues. Do they intend to speak to these types of issues that people are deeply concerned about? And some are not. And you're right. A lot of people have become frustrated. They've left the church. According to George Barna, pre-COVID, and when COVID hit, he said 25 to 30% of the churches would not survive through COVID, and that some 30 or 40% are now doing their services online,
right?
Because they want to find somebody somewhere who will address biblically, how do we respond to the LGBT movement? How do we need to respond to the human sexuality issue? How do we respond to CRT? Where's the compassion on the border crisis issue? How do we respond? What's our level of engagement? And now is the time that we at Family Research Council, you know, we're excited to announce that we've just recently launched a Biblical Worldview Center. And this is a new outreach, a new department, a new division, if you will, where we're taking all of the aforementioned issues, putting them against a deep biblical backdrop that ultimately will be a worldview curriculum and resources for pastors to help them get up to speed. So many pastors, it is a fear of man versus a fear of God. And secondly, we always, as humans, as Christians, avoid that which we don't understand. And sometimes there is a fear because they don't know what to say.
Right.
Right?
Right. So equipping is a big deal.
Equipping is a very big deal. And at our homepage, frc.org, your listeners as well as pastors can go and find a plethora of resources that we want to be a trusted source. Our information is duly footnoted and studied thoroughly to help address those issues. Because as I think we may have mentioned in an interview last week, we're living in a country that only 6% of Americans have a biblical worldview.
Right.
41%, only 41% don't believe the Bible can be trusted. So we as pastors, and Jonathan, 44%, according to George Barna, believe Jesus sinned when he was on the earth, and 7 out of 10 Americans currently view themselves as being good. So we as, when in reality, we're sinners at our core, and so our job as pastors is this. People with problems aren't our problem. They're our purpose.
Mm.
And if you are called as a man of God in your community to serve and to sacrifice, if we love people and build relationships with them, we can make an impact. Ultimately, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. We know that. The Great Commission. Mm. And the guys are like, I'm just called to preach Jesus. Well, I'm called to preach Jesus and fight for your right to continue to do so.
Yes,
both. Because I remind those who are listening today, all of us in the media area, you are one button from being shut off, and you're living in a country, whether you like the former president or not, he was censored. And now you see other voices being censored. Jonathan, that's one step to silence.
Right.
And so this is a moment in time that you should meet with your pastors and talk to them and support them, and we've got to speak up.
Let them know where you stand. Let them know that you want to hear the truth. You do not want to hear silence.
No.
You want for there to be clarity, biblically balanced clarity coming from the pulpit.
And know how to address the issues.
Yes.
And so
yes.
That's what we can do. We can help the pastors do that, so that they can be studied and prepared and equipped, etc. But what we can't give them is a courageous spirit.
Right, right. So we pray for that. Listen, you pray for that for your pastor. You're on the board. Pray for that. And I know a lot of times I've had somebody go, oh, well, your board, they're all yes men. You know, they're all yes women or whatever, men or women, whoever's on your board. Yeah, they're all yes. We should all be all yes to God. And, you know, you may be on a board and you may say, my voice doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. Your prayer support matters. And for you to share your heart and say, these things are critical. These are issues. They're critical. And we're given this mandate, this opportunity, this season. And you know, JC's, there's another thing. I'm a part of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And the Alliance sponsors this hour in part, and we appreciate that. Just put a little plug in for them. And also say that this network of, you spoke about the Watchmen on the Wall and bringing pastors together, connecting outside of your puddle gives tremendous additional support when you have partnership. And if more of us were more bold and more connected, it would strengthen us in the community as well as in our congregations.
Well, here's how profound and powerful that point is. And I would challenge the listeners to look this up later. I'll tell you what it says in Exodus 1, 8 through 11. It says, and a new king came to Egypt, and he said, look at Israel. They are more and mightier than we are.
Mm.
Let us deal wisely with them. Interpretation, let's play mind games with them.
Yeah.
Lest we go to war and they unify and freedom come to the land. Verse 11 says, let's afflict them with taskmasters. So they put walking human billboards strategically positioned that the people of God, when they would see them, would reinforce the negative, you're a slave, you can do nothing mentality. What's my point? The adversary fears us maybe more than we fear him when he prophesies and speaks better about us than we do ourselves. Jonathan, I'm telling you, if we can find enough common ground and come together, we are more and we are mightier than we could ever imagine.
Amen.
And freedom could come to our communities.
Amen. Well, I am one voice in Martin County, and of course we're speaking into many counties, and we're potentially speaking to a populace. Our reach goes out to these 10 counties, has 30% plus of the population of the state of Florida.
Wow.
And that's pretty awesome that God's given us this moment in time to do this. And so I would just like to, again, encourage my brothers and sisters, those of you who lead in the ministry, to be strong enough in your understanding of who you are and bold enough in your commitment to Christ and relational enough to bring the walls down so at least you can connect with a true brother. And support the kingdom, build the kingdom. And I know we all have our own programs, and I know we all have our own stuff. And listen, I've been as arrogant and independent and self-righteous as any of you, and I apologize for it. But these are days when we need to have a bigger vision than our own little thing. You may say, I have 20,000 people in my church. I have 50,000 people in my church. How many are lost in your city? How many are lost in the Treasure Coast? We look at our puddles. We've shifted. You know, it's kind of like a bowl to bowl. And the populace have moved here, they moved there. But when I look at the number of people that are actually serving God, we do not have more people serving God. We have a lower percentage. We're reaching less people. And I can't help but believe it's because we've been diluted and polluted by the very thing you said, the posturing of the enemy that has caused us to live in a state of stage fright.
Well, there's no question, Jonathan, and I think of Romans 15:13 to maybe encourage the listeners. It says in that verse, the God of hope fill you with peace,
Amen.
Joy, and abounding Amen. Hope through the power of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. That moment in time, if God does that work in your heart, it should motivate us to go out to a world that is lost in darkness, in deception, looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, all the different things we do to intoxicate ourselves, to cope,
right.
That it is only the God of hope. He calls himself the God of hope.
Amen.
Fill us with peace and joy and abounding hope. And since we're on the coast, I love the word abounding. It says abounding hope. It's the word abundo, and it means waves of hope. So no matter what your struggle is in your community, in your church, in your life, we serve a God that if we can introduce him to the lost and the hurting, he wants to bring waves of hope washing over us as we see these moments and times that we live in,
Amen.
That we can stand firm as the salt and light to those who are lost and hurting and be able to reach out to them in love. That's our assignment.
Amen. That's awesome. Once again, I want to thank you for listening today. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live. And we come to you every Wednesday at this time. And as I mentioned earlier, this program is in part sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, which I'm blessed to be a part of. The event tonight that's taking place, you've been listening to a conversation here, an interview of sorts with J.C. Church, who is a pastor and also a great leader of leaders. And he is going to be speaking to the body of Christ tonight. We're going to be meeting at the Grace Place. This is not a sponsored event from the Grace Place, but all of you from the Grace Place, I trust you come, who are able to, as well as many other churches up and down the coast of Florida. The address is 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida, 7 p.m. tonight, and J.C. Church will be with our community sharing and speaking tonight in regards to that. We just have a couple minutes left, JC, and I wanted to address this. I will occasionally have a pastor tell me, well, our congregation's so small, we really can't make a difference. Or I'll hear a pastor say, well, we're so big, we don't need to connect with the rest of the body of Christ. We can do everything ourselves. We're self-sustaining. And I have people that will come to me and say, Jonathan, how can we connect? How can we have more of a voice? And they're a little bit afraid because they think they're too small to have any significance in the body. And then I will have people come to me, and sometimes businessmen, and they'll say, you know, our church, they have no interest in doing many of these things. Can you help us do them outside the church? And so the church needs a fresh revival. Do you see that?
Well, absolutely. Revival's for the church.
It is for the church.
Salvation's for the world. People say the world needs revived. No, yeah. The church needs revived.
Yeah.
The church world needs salvation. Revived. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I would say to the people in those positions is this. A dream minus a plan is a fantasy.
Mm.
And we need a plan. And that plan involves all of us, Jonathan.
It does, all of us.
And to the smaller pastors, the bigger pastors, success biblically is not size, it's assignment.
Yeah.
And no matter what your assignment is, and with that assignment, you can carry great influence. And so we have to be involved. But then you do have some, they're building their own kingdom. They're building a silo.
Yeah.
And what we've got to do is find the guys who get it beyond what they're trying to build for themselves,
right,
and realize, you know, we're here to steward our influence and our resources, I believe, to serve our community. I'll land it with this. Our churches grow in holiness when we meet a member's need.
Mm.
We grow numerically when we meet a community's need. And when we collectively, the body of Christ, serve our communities, we can win souls and impact that culture for righteousness, which affects everyone in that community.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dave, you've been hanging out here.
Yes, I have. Enjoying it.
I mean, we have time. If you have one thought you want to share with us, I mean, we're almost finished. We're almost out of time. But I know you, pastor, in town, and you and one of your elders, you have a program here on WCNO, and you're part of our staff. And we praise God for you. You're a very important part of our ministry.
I think a brief witness, because really what you're saying is so true. About 10 years ago, 2009, I don't do math real well, maybe 11 years ago, I left a mainline denomination. God said, leave, you can't do any more there, but there's an apostate element, and they were very much into the things that have been eating away at our culture for a long time. And I faced leaving a very nice income for a questionable income with several zeros to the left of the decimal. But God promised me that if I did what he called me to do, he would not just keep us where we were, but he would make us flourish. And I will tell you today, 11 years from that day, he kept his promise, because he always does.
What
and
he says.
Do not fear the loss of anything, because when you serve God, you gain so much more.
Amen. That's good.
Would you just close us? We have about a minute. Just close us in prayer. And so glad again that you joined us today. Event tonight, 7:00, Grace Place in Stuart. Call the station if you want more information.
I would be honored to. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity here with Wednesday Live and the Treasure Coast Ministerial Alliance and Jonathan and his team and what you have placed in their care to use to reach this part of Florida. And for those who are listening today, that your Holy Spirit would arrest and apprehend our hearts.
Thank you, Father.
We humble ourselves collectively at the foot of the cross, and we ask that you help us to exalt you, Jesus, to lift you up, that you would draw all manner of flesh unto you. Invade our lives with wisdom and discernment beyond both age and experience, that we would know what to do, how to do it, where to do it, in our communities. Bless every pastor, every faith leader who is listening today, that you would meet and exceed every need in their life and fill their altars with souls, God.
Thank you, Father.
When they pillow their head, may your Holy Spirit quicken them and give them revelation and the words that their congregations and their communities need. Let us be the visible manifestation of your hands extended, that we serve our communities, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Wednesday Live at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Trust you'll join us again next week. And join us tonight right here in Stuart for a great evening.